Hello, hello everyone. Welcome back to a new week of A Home Built by the Father. I hope that you're having the sweetest little week and that, yeah, you know that the Lord has you. I don't know about y'all, but look, this week I've been looking at kind of thinking about like the next couple of months. And honestly, I think like once I started thinking about like 3 months from now, which is like May, I was just like, oh my gosh, Lord, like, just like the pride of life of like, this is what I anticipate, and then this is what I'm hoping for, and then also just all the things. And so if you're at a place right now where it's like you're dealing with a lot of pride, and also a lot of that pride is coming from just not trusting in the Lord, I hope and pray that this encourages you. And then also I hope and pray that we both, that are our pride, because within Luke it says take up your cross and follow me, you know, and doubt yourself. And so yeah, I'm gonna just pray us in and let's just pray. Abba, thank you for who you are. Thank you for being the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. Thank you for being Abba, our Father, and thank you for being Abi, my Father. Lord, I just pray for your way, your spirit, your will. Lord, I just thank you that you are the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. That Abba, you have written 1,000 days is but a day to you. That Lord, you have written every single one of our days. Lord, we just take up our cross and follow you. Lord, we just lay down just a idolatry of time, but also Lord, what time looks like right now. Lord, please help us to be like sheep, Lord, who are led by a shepherd. Lord, please help us to be led by you, and that we don't walk by sight, but Abba, we walk by faith. So Lord, please help us to walk by faith. Lord, please help us remember that you are a God who there is nothing that surprises you. And so Lord, over the pray for the people who are expecting or wanting to expect something. Lord, I just pray that they just lay down every single worry to you. Abba, your word in 1 Peter says, cast all your cares upon him, for he cares. And so Lord, for those of us listening who feel like you don't care or that you're far from us, Lord, you are closer than a brother. Lord, there is nowhere that we can go that you depart from us. Lord, just like the Israelites when they were walking all throughout the wilderness and you provided manna for them, Lord, I just pray that your word is just manna for us, and that Lord, when we open up your word, that we have fresh revelations. Lord, for some of us that have fear and open your word because we've heard certain people say this about your word or whatever, Lord, we just silence just the lies of the enemy in Jesus' name. Lord, we just pray for your perfect peace. Lord, I just pray that you help us trust you. And Lord, yeah, Lord, please help us to not rely on our own understanding, but to rely on you. Lord, I just thank you that you tell us to not worry about tomorrow, for it's enough troubles of its own. So please help us to not worry about tomorrow, and that all the worry comes. Lord, I pray that we be like Psalm 91. Lord, in Psalm 91, 5 through 6, right here, it said, Lord, pray over us what it says. It says, you shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. Lord, I just thank you that you are a God who you tell us do not be afraid. Lord, I even pray, or even just looking before, I'm going to pause real quick. When I look at enduring word, it says, you shall not be afraid. Having God as a shelter and refuge gives strength and courage to the people of God. We are people of God. When God's people are stuck deep in fear, it is an indication that they fall short of proper trust in God as protector and comforter. Lord, I just pray that our trust be in that you are El Shaddai, that you are God Almighty, and Abba, that you are Jehovah Rapha, that you are a healer, Lord, that you are our protector, you are our comforter, and Abba, you are our guide. That, Lord, there is nothing that we shall not want, Lord, that you are our God, and you are God all alone. Abba, I pray Psalm 46:10, when it says, be still, and know I'm God. Also, in another version, it says, stop fighting, for and not on God. And so, Lord, please help us to stop fighting. Lord, please help us to stop fighting the urge just to hold on to life, Lord, whether that is our life, Lord, the life that we're carrying or somebody else's life. Lord, please help us to lay it down to you. And Lord, please help us to be just like the sheep, in that the sheep, they can't, like, they don't know what to do, you know? Like sheep who, they are just like, oh, Lord, I don't know what to do. Oh, God, why are you taking me? Lord, what does 3 months from now look like? Lord, we just silence just the fear of just the unknown, and we just cast all the fear out in Jesus' name. Lord, you tell us just to, yeah, take up our mat and walk. And so, Lord, please help us to know that healing, restoration, Lord, anything that we need is in you and in you first. Lord, please help us to remember that you are closer and that, God, you care. Abba, in your word, you say, draw near to me and I will draw near to you. Lord, I just pray you help us open up our word, and that the only, that this is not the only word that people hear, but Abba, that they hear that you are a God who is closer than a brother. And Lord, that they hear that you know them and you have formed them. Lord, I thank you for even your word of how you formed us and knit us together in our mother's womb. And so, Lord Jesus, I just pray for that we just experience you. Lord, you say in your word that the word is treasure. Lord, please help us to experience new treasures in your word, and that, Lord, we shall not want, because, Lord, your word has all the answers. And so, Lord, if we are doubting, if we are worrying, if we do not know what's next, please help us to lay down every single thing that is stumbling us. Lord, please help us to lay down every single sin that ensnares us. Lord, I just pray against just pride, and that, God, we don't know everything that's about to happen. And also, Lord, that you are a God who conquered death, hell, and the grave. And we get to even celebrate your resurrection in a few weeks. And so, Lord, even before, even in this time of just lit, or in this time of just preparation for to celebrate you even more for Easter, Lord, I just pray that we remember that you're a God who conquered death, and that, Lord, you give us the power to conquer death, because it's the Holy Spirit that lives within us. And Lord, it is how, yeah, all things are made possible, Lord, or through your death. And so, Lord, please help us to just die to ourselves, just die to the unknown. Lord, we just repent for just being prideful. Lord, we repent for trying to hold things onto ourselves. Lord, we repent for just trying to have the final say of what 3 months from now looks like. Lord, we give you our next 90 days. But we give you our next 3 months. And that, Lord, you conquered death, hell, and the grave. And that, Lord, every single thing that we experience, God, you have our experience. Lord, I thank you for the gospel, and that Jesus lived a perfect, sinless life, and that he was born, he lived for us, he died for us, and he rose up 3 days later, proving that he is the Son of God, and that when we believe and confess you as Lord, we have eternal life. And so, Lord Jesus, I pray we speak the gospel to ourselves every single day this week. Lord, even if we're in the gym, speak the gospel. Even for lifting, speak the gospel. Even for teaching, speak the gospel. Even for crying, speak the gospel. And so, yeah, I pray for your way, spare your will, and thank you for being Abba, Father, and thank you for being Abi, my Father. Amen. All right, y'all. Love you so much. Thanks for tuning in. And I hope and pray that you continue just to be guided by the Lord in all that you do. And, yeah. And if any part of this podcast supported you, or you felt like it was just like really, really hitting, then feel free to DM me. Or if you would like to give and support this podcast, the link is below. But then also, or on Venmo at Built by the Father or Gabby Thorne 20. And so I love y'all so much, and I hope you have a sweet rest of your week, and I'll see you next time. Bye bye.